You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
You heard it. We've got an action-packed hour for you. Yeah, college football. Yeah, pro football. Also, World Series odds. We'll be looking at some of the individual series prices. Also, maybe start dabbling in a little UFC. I mean, it's such a big card, this UFC card this weekend. Maybe the biggest fight of the year. In studio with me, the pros who know, NFL expert Steve Fezzik, and with all the college knowledge, Brad Powers. Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to no more than their buddies. We deliver the Vegas truth to you. That's my personal promise. And listen, you can't have pros unless you have Joes. My favorite, Jonas Knox, the voice of the fans.
That's right, RJ, and we do it every single day here on Straight Outta Vegas from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. Playoff baseball is here. We have one wild card game in the books. We've got another tonight, RJ, as we inch closer to the World Series.
Yeah, and I mean, to me, it's kind of sad to think about baseball. And I mean, Jonas, I know you are a hardcore sports fan.
Yes.
I mean, you got to listen. You know the old John Fogerty song, "I'm not a senator's son," right? Fortunate son.
Right.
It's not like your dad was the station manager in your hometown station, right?
No.
I mean, you've got that classic American story. You just loved it, and you started off as, am I correct, a board op?
I started off interning, fill-in producer. I've run the gamut. I mean, washing
and
dishes
this
at
intern,
night.
What size station was this?
It was actually a local station out here in L.A., which is actually the Angels flagship, and it was at Angel Stadium every day.
So you're, like, getting coffee and such?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, whatever they need. Yeah.
And then board op?
And then we did a little bit of board hopping, then drove cross country, dropped my resume off in person because I really wanted a job that bad. And then I got there, and the pay was so bad that I was washing dishes at night to try and supplement my income.
Listen, that is a great story because here you are. Listen, if you would be on a normal daytime talk show, I'd be even better, but you're stuck with the Vegas guys.
No, I'm good.
But here you are, 5 days a week, 200-plus stations, Fox Sports Radio. It's because of a passion. And to me, that's a passion for sports first, right? Broadcasting second. It's kind of sad what's happened to baseball. Like the idea that we're going to lead the show, this might be 3 days a year we're going to lead the show with baseball. Now, when the World Series odds get set, seems like a good time to lead with it. But boy, do you feel like this is just a trend line that's never going to end, that baseball is just trending down, down, down? Or do you see something, any optimism, there's going to be a reverse or the trend line?
I think that it's just this day and age, people's attention spans are so short, and baseball just does not support that with the pace of the game. When it's single elimination, like you saw Tuesday night, Cubs-Rockies, or later tonight, A's-Yankees, there's something, their stakes are different. It's winner-take-all. The playoffs really sort of magnify everything, but what about the other 162 games? You know, and I don't know what the fix is.
I mean, you look at Colin Cowherd, as successful as anyone on sports talk. I mean, Brad, you listen to Colin pretty much the whole show every day, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, in this baseball season, has he talked about baseball 20 minutes?
Wow, I
combined?
Go under.
Under. All right, well, listen, we got the World Series odds. I grew up, my favorite sport was baseball. I was a Dave Parker guy when I was 9, the Cobra. And we are family. Oh, what a – I skipped school that day. Omar Marino caught in center field, 79 World Series, baby. We're still living off that one. Red Sox are favored this year. 3-1. Astros, 3.5-1. Dodgers, 4.5-1. And then there's a drop. Milwaukee, 8.5-1. Indians, 9.5-1. Yankees, 11.5-1. The Yankees. Rockies, 12-1. Braves, 14.5-1. Athletics, 24-1. So big, big dog. The only really big, big dogs the Athletics. Fez, when you see those odds, does anything jump out at you?
Nothing at all, RJ. The one thing I'd ask everyone to be really cautious with is when you've got a play-in game like the A's have, it's easy to say, oh, I'm getting 24-1. It looks great. They're not actually, in my eyes, in the playoffs yet. They have to win tonight to make the playoffs.
It's a great point. And think about it like a coin flip. Let's just assume you have to flip three coins if you're the Dodgers correctly. Heads, heads, heads. You're the World Series champion. Well, the A's right now have to flip four coins. So even if you're 50-50 to win this play-in game, as I like to think of it, it still doubles your odds because once you're in, they would get cut in half because you flipped that first coin correctly. Speaking of that play-in game, in our last segment of the show, every day what we do is give you picks on the most important games that night and at least one best bet. Fez actually has a best bet on tonight's wild card game. Last thing I'll say about the World Series odds themselves, and our associate producer here, Mackie, if you listen to the podcast, he's sort of getting famous. He gave me a sheet right before the show that reinforced something that I always talk about. The sabermetrics guys say they can't figure out what wins in baseball playoffs, meaning in football, you can look at certain stats and they're predictive. Fez, you love net yards per play, for example. If a team has a 5-0 record and their net yards per play is great, they have a much better chance of winning the rest of the year than if they're 5-0 and their net yards per play, let's say, are average. So we know many of the predictive stats in football and basketball and regular season baseball. But for whatever reason, when it comes to playoff baseball, it is just so random. And if you actually think of what the odds are or have been on some of the champions, let's just look at NBA for example, because that is the chalkiest of chalky sports. When I say chalk, I mean the favorites win. So if you look back at the, let's just use the season win rankings as a gauge to how good the team was expected to be entering the season. Last year, Golden State had the third best. Year before, Golden State had the first. Year before, the Cavs had the third. The prior three teams after that, before that, first, first, and first. So think about that. When the season started, if you use power rankings and season wins interchangeably, which is pretty much correct, the champion in the NBA was 3-1-3-1-1-1 the last 6 years. In baseball, it's been chalky recently. Astros were second last year. Cubs were first the year before. Kansas City was first the year before. But prior to that, 8-2-4-8-5. So in general, hey, the favorite's going to win sometimes. But in general, in the NBA, bet the favorite. Now, oftentimes they're expensive, so there's not good value. But in baseball, be leery of the favor, because what you have oftentimes is a premium because they won a lot of games in the regular season, but that doesn't necessarily predict success in the postseason in baseball.
Yeah, speaking of the NBA, RJ, ESPN put out the latest in the league's annual GM survey, and on the survey, majority of GMs, about 30%, selected LeBron James to be the MVP this upcoming season.
And Jonas, you know this, there's nothing we like more than to say mainstream media miss. But hey, if you look at the odds, the Vegas agrees with them. Right now, LeBron is the favorite. This is at Bovada. Plus 330. So 100 wins you 330. Anthony Davis second, plus 450. The Greek Freak, plus 500. See, that's how you can tell, guys, a little aside, if someone's a professional broadcaster. If they're not, they say the Greek Freak. If they are, Jonas, what do they say?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh,
wow.
That's professional.
Did I get that? How about that? That's even better than Khabib Nurmagomedov.
You know what you remind me of, Jonas?
What's that?
Is when I did Ballers last year, which I had a ball on, no pun intended, and the guys were so nice. It was the one episode. I mean, I've watched it 300 times, but it was just one episode. is there was a guy that was my stand-in. It was two scenes. It took 13 hours to shoot. So in between, they have a guy sitting there so they can set the camera and everything. And we got to talking. He graduated from Yale with a acting degree. So here I am. He's standing in for me, graduated from Yale drama school. Right? Life's not fair. If anyone thinks life's fair, if you hear Jonas say, and I say the Greek freak, life's not fair. Also, lastly, Harden plus 650. So LeBron is the favorite. Fez, I don't like playing chalk, but I got to tell you, I know the NBA MVP is about storyline. It's about narrative. And we all know Michael Jordan should have won it pretty much every year in his prime. But it gets boring. It's a boring story. And to me, LeBron is another example where it's hard to say there's been a year. Well, let's just say LeBron should have won it, 70% at minimum of his prime years, which he's still in. So why hasn't LeBron won it all those years? Well, I think a lot of it has to do with it's boring. I can't imagine LeBron winning the MVP this year being boring. I'm not saying bet it, but I'm saying the idea that, hey, LeBron doesn't win it even when he deserves it, I agree. But I think this year, if he has a monster year, he has a much better chance to win the MVP than he would have if he stayed with the Cavs. Thoughts?
I like the logic, but I think we need the Lakers to win 50 games. Now, remember, their season win number is 47-48 right now. Historically, if you're going to win the NBA MVP, your team needs to win 50 or more. Now, Westbrook did do it once with 47 wins.
Now, listen, it was history, right? Which shows you about story. Westbrook was the first triple-double since Oscar Robinson, right? And then he has a triple-double the next year, and not one person in the world was talking about him being the MVP because the story was boring. So I would say LeBron is clearly the favorite. Jonas, what's your take on this MVP battle?
Well, if he's got to win 50 games to qualify, if that's the qualifier, I don't anticipate him playing every single game like he did a year ago. So if he's not playing every single game, say he misses 10 games. So right there, the most they could win is, 72? So if you look at their roster without LeBron competing against other Western Conference teams, I don't know how they win 50 if he sits out 10 games.
And that 10 number is coming from where?
That's just a number I pick because there's been other seasons where he's missed in the teens before. But say he took off once a month or a couple of times a month.
I think you're making a great point in Fez U2, which is the mentality LeBron takes with this season dictates. If I knew for a fact we're going to make a statement, I'm going to play hard and play most every game, maybe I'm going to dabble at plus 330 as the favorite. I think it's such a big question mark, I'm staying away. When we come back, we talked everything but football. We're going to talk football next.
That's RJ Bell, the voice of Vegas. I'm Jonas Knox, and this is the pregame show you always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Vegas! Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance, creators of the Name Your Price tool. Choose from a range of coverage options and pick the price that works for you. Visit progressive.com today.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Outta Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, the voice of you, the fan. Coming up here in just a moment, we will take on two of the most powerful sports entities in the world.
We bring Vegas to you each weekday. Right now on the Strip, it's 88 degrees and the neon is blinking.
Guys, it's time for one of my favorite parts of the show during the week. It is Pros versus the World. I love this NFL Power Ratings Rumble, and we start with Steve Fezzik taking on Colin Cowherd.
Listen, there's no sacred cows. we just love to say mainstream media missed so much. It doesn't matter if it's Fox Sports Radio, whoever it is. Colin has his top 10. He calls it the herd hierarchy. Every week he does it. And listen, I've been doing wise guy grading with Colin. I think this is our eighth year. he's mighty sharp. And if you look at his win record, got to give the guy a ton of credit. Fez, every week, though, we're going to find his biggest mistake. I wouldn't say ridicule him, but maybe.
Baltimore Ravens. Colin has them number two. He has them overrated. I have the Ravens number seven in my rankings.
I agree with you here. First, you know what's funny? If I remember right, Jonas, maybe you remember this. He had Baltimore number two after the first week. And then when they lost to the Bengals on the road, they were out of his top 10. Then they win again. And they beat Denver at home. And then they beat the Steelers. Now he's back to number two. Boy, I would love to have Kansas City and Baltimore. Now, Kansas City's number two in your rankings, right, Fez?
They're number three. New England is number two.
Oh, I got Kansas City number two in mine.
They're real close.
Yeah. I would love Kansas City and Baltimore on a neutral. I'd be taking off the rubber band when it comes to betting Kansas City there. Jonas, what would you do?
I would bet Kansas City 100%, 101 times out of 100.
What are you doing? Wise guy don't carry his money in a wallet. Hey, wise guy carries money in a roll.
I'd be taking off the rubber band on the roll there. So, Fez, I do think Baltimore, I mean, you've got them seven. I mean, this team entered the year about number 12, right? So if you look at their season win total, Baltimore, it was 8.5. That's about the 12th best team entering the year. What have they shown you that's caused you to upgrade them from 12 to 7?
Yeah, well, they basically had met expectations the first 3 weeks. Nice win against Buffalo and Denver at home. Lost to Cincinnati on the road. I upgraded them a little bit for those three games. One quality win. Obviously, they beat your Steelers in Pittsburgh. I got to upgrade them for that, but I'm not moving them from a borderline top 10 to number two.
No, I agree with you. As a Steelers fan, I'll say this. It seems like Harbaugh realizes, though, if you ask wise guys, ranked coaches, Harbaugh's in the top seven, I think, for sure, Fez. You agree?
I agree.
But I think there was a real question about job security. At some point, Ozzie Newsom gone, you just got to wonder. It feels like he's got the eye of the tiger, Harbaugh. And obviously Flacco, maybe the best thing Lamar Jackson's draft, at least this year, will give Ravens fans is motivation for Flacco. I think Baltimore is a poss. I could see them winning the Super Bowl. Obviously not likely, but it isn't incomprehensible to me.
And even their own owner, Steve Bisciotti, came out after last season in front of a luncheon with Ravens season ticket holders and media members and said that, yeah, the thought about changing head coaches did cross his mind. So
Yeah. I know. I agree with you there. And boy, Harbaugh would have, I think he'd, it'd be like the girl who had a boyfriend since sophomore year, best looking girl in the school. She breaks up with the boyfriend like 3 weeks before the prom. I think there's going to be a line around the block to hire John Harbaugh if they let go of him. And I say this, not being a fan of the Harbaughs.
Guys, next up on Pros versus the World here on Straight Out of Vegas, Steve Fezzik takes on ESPN.
Yeah, this one's easier. But no sacred cows, does not matter. Tell us your disagreement.
ESPN has the Bengals in their top 10 at number 8. I have the Bengals, a middle-tier team, at number 16, RJ.
So number 16, average for the Bengals.
Absolutely.
Who's number 15? Who's number 17?
Bears are 15. Redskins are 17. Comparable teams.
Oh, wow. Bengals-Redskins on a neutral. I got to be honest with you. I'm taking the rubber band off for the Bengals. Brad, you've actually... You're a college expert, Brad Powers, all the college knowledge, but you got baited into a bunch of bets potentially in the NFL. We're doing a podcast later tonight. You don't ever do the NFL pod, ever, but you were just talking so much trash on Fezzik in the car. I don't know if you heard this, Jonas, but it was a situation where Fez is a really good college capper. Brad's world class, though, but Fez sits in on the college pod because, hey, he's got something to contribute. Brad was, you know, beating him up a little, just like imagine right cross. But then it was like three haymakers in a row, and Fez was dizzy. And you think Brad would feel a little bad, but you could see his chest start to puff out. and he started just making wisecracks. And then he had a sound drop himself. He played this.
He was the baddest cat around until I showed up.
It was like the old being supplanted by the new. And then I figure at that point, well, this is perfect because we make our bets with the big green button on the pod too. They're actually even higher stakes. And I baited Brad into joining us for the NFL pod. So the funny thing about it is he's got potentially $3,900 at risk. We'll see. Brad, how much extra NFL prep did you do since last week?
Yeah, I didn't go to bed last night. So
you stayed up all night.
I did stay up all
night. So I think that's going to hurt you more than
we'll
anything.
See. We'll see. There might have been something in that drink before the show.
So what we know, it's like you're drinking straight caffeine, straight caffeine. Fez, I mean, it's revenge time.
Well, he beat me up so bad. And then as we were leaving, he suplexed me in the parking lot on top of it.
So, Brad, I am going to open up some NFL discussion because you are so prepped right now to you. The Skins versus the Bengals on a neutral. Who you betting?
I'm betting the Bengals.
Yeah. That said, I agree with you, Fez, that ESPN's ranking of number 8 for the Bengals is way too high. Make your case.
Yeah, basically two games on the road. Nice wins at Indianapolis and at a injury-ravaged Atlanta Falcon team. With 30 seconds left in both of these games, RJ, coin flips. Bengals won both of those games. They're really a 2-2 team masquerading as a 3-1 team, and their tight end is out, and Eifert is critical to this team.
Yeah, and the psychology of losing him, I think, is a negative this week, especially for the Bengals. Guys, what Fezzik just said is such a powerful point. If a game is a coin flip, in your mind, give each team a half a win. And what's going to happen is the teams that win an inordinate number of coin flips will be overrated. Teams that lose an inordinate number are going to be underrated. And I promise that's a great way to approach it.
Guys, we are going to take a look at 4 games this weekend in the world of football. An early look ahead here on Straight Outta Vegas. We'll have that for you next. Straight Outta Vegas is coming to you live here from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios, where it's easy to save 15% or more on car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part, figuring out which way is easier. I am Jonas Knox, the voice of you, the fans. He is the voice of Las Vegas, RJ Bell.
You know, Jonas, on Twitter, I got a couple people asking me right away, well, Fezzik says these adjustments are too much for Baltimore, for example. Well, what adjustments have you made that you think are legitimate? So before we get to these 4 big games, I think, Fez, let's look. What teams have you upgraded and downgraded the most in your power rankings? And oh, by the way, you want to get these immediately on Twitter on Wednesday. Follow Fez. It's at Fezzik Sports, F-E-Z-Z-I-K, at Fezzik Sports. Give me the biggest upgrade of any team since the start of the season.
Kansas City Chiefs, they were my number 14 team going into the year.
So you thought just a smidge above average.
Yes.
Ooh.
Season win number was 8-8.5, so I was consistent with the marketplace. It's all about Mahomes.
But you don't win being consistent with the marketplace.
No, you got to go ahead and get a lead on the marketplace, which some people did. That season win did get bet up to 8.5. It's all about Mahomes, and he's been great. Now they're my number 3 team.
Yeah, great. I think that's probably underselling it, right? I mean, we've asked this before, but let me ask you right now. It's the old, hey, if we're playing the aliens for planet Earth scenario, right now, who rank the quarterbacks you would want playing for the Earth itself ahead of Mahomes?
Rodgers, Brady, Breeze.
I'd say maybe Joe Montana.
Yeah, him too.
You know, just, you know, couldn't be much movement necessarily, but hey, he was clutch, 4-0. All right, Kansas City upgraded. I agree with it. And by the way, tomorrow, every Thursday, we have Greg Cosell, bottom of the hour. We're going to ask him the question no one can answer. I can't get one person to answer it. How did Mahomes get drafted number 10? What was it that had him fall to number 10 in a world where Trubisky went to the same year? Okay, Kansas City, big upgrade, biggest downgrade.
Biggest downgrade of teams that didn't have a quarterback change, Atlanta Falcons. I had them as my number 4 team going.
When you say quarterback change, we're just taking out the 49ers because obviously if your franchise quarterback goes down, it not only upsets certain people like Fez. I mean, Fez, usually it's all about the money, but with Jimmy G,
I love Jimmy G.
It's emotional.
I'm saddened by this.
But let's set that aside. So the biggest downgrade otherwise.
Yes. Atlanta Falcons had him as my fourth best team. Now my 14th best team. Team's been ravaged by defensive injuries.
And that's the key. We're power rating not on some theory. How good is this team right now? And boy, we talk about cluster injuries. More than one injury at the same position. And on defense, they gave up, 40-plus points to the Bengals, 40-plus points to the Saints?
Two really good safeties out. They can't cover anyone.
Guys, we look ahead to this weekend's games, the top four games according to us at this point in the week, and we start with college football, and we start at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, where number 7 Oklahoma is sitting right now, a 7.5-point favorite against Texas.
All right, Brad Powers, I've got the green button. It's green. It has a big money sign on it. I actually tweeted out a picture of the button, and all my winnings I collected this week, just stacks of hundreds at RJ in Vegas. If you like a certain team in this game, I'm going to be pressing the button. Who do you like?
No like here. It's not strong enough.
Way can anyone bet you. That's interesting. Go ahead.
Unfortunately not. But I do lean on the Longhorns, who are +8 in this game. And it all comes down to me, that Texas defense. I think it's underrated. Everyone sees that first game of the season last 2 years against Maryland, where they're giving up 43 points per game. The reality is Texas's defense, throw away those Maryland games, this is a legitimate top 10 defense. Even playing in the Big 12, they're allowing 18 points per game the last 15 games, not playing the Terps. Against this Oklahoma team, Texas matches up well. 5-0 the last five times they matched against the number. Average cover by 15 points per game. Give me the Horns.
I like this one. I've bet this one. I like Texas. My thinking is this. Oklahoma is optimized as a team to beat Big 12 teams, and they do it exceptionally well. I think Texas is most unlike a Big 12 team of any team in the Big 12. Getting over a touchdown, obviously a high-intensity game. I bet Texas.
Guys, our next early look ahead in college football is Notre Dame, currently a 6.5-point favorite at Virginia Tech.
Now, Brad, we've given you a lot of heat. You didn't like Notre Dame all that well a couple weeks ago. You've come around, and we want it. That's the beauty. You know, there's the old saying, a teenager looks up crying after getting caught drinking or something, and they say, "Mommy, you won't let me be honest with you." I think there's some truth to it, right? If parents, for example, aren't realistic about their kids, the kids are going to lie to them, all right? Brad, if we let a pro... If we force you to defend every position to the death for the rest of your life, you're going to start being disingenuous. You've had your comeuppance. You've accepted Notre Dame is not the most overrated team, quote unquote, in college football. What do you think of this game?
Yeah, but in this game, this particular atmosphere, at night, in Lane Stadium, Enter Sandman, Metallica, I like Virginia Tech +6 here.
Ooh, no, hold on, +6?
Six.
It was 6.5 yesterday.
Yeah, I think there's more sixes out there now.
Ooh, Fezzik with the button.
Oh, here we go.
Fezzik with the button. Automatic $100 bet. Guys, we told you, whenever a pro likes it, someone else can grab that. Whoever gets to the button first. Fez, you beat me to it, because I actually like Tech, you like Tech, Brad.
Yeah, I like Virginia Tech.
Boy, Fez, I disagree with you. Make your case real quick on this game.
Well, I just saw Notre Dame smash Stanford, and I just recently saw Virginia Tech get outplayed by Old Dominion. I think Stanford could beat Old Dominion.
I got to be honest with you.
That's not good.
Fanny Pack?
Were like Freddie Fanny Pack. If you had a deep fried Twinkie on a stick, a Fanny Pack, walking around Fremont Street, in between statements about sports, having that stick come in and eating the Twinkie a bite at a time, in between the bites, they would have said, wait a minute, Virginia Tech just got beat by Old Dominion.
Yeah.
And, look how good Notre Dame is. What was the opening number in this game, Fez?
4.5.
And you're now betting it -6.
Sharp money on the Irish.
Freddie Fanny Pack on the Irish.
Can I ask you guys this from a fan's perspective, from somebody who's not good at gambling and nowhere in your guys' league? I'll do this sometimes, and this showcases my amateurism when it comes to gambling. I will, if I bet a team 1 week and I lose, and I feel like I got screwed over, I'll go out of my way, no matter what the line is, to bet against them the next week to get even. Is that what Brad is doing here with Notre Dame?
You know something? It's a great, wow, that's a good question. That is a good question.
This is so f***ing good.
But you actually went one step further into absurd territory.
Of course.
I thought what you were going to say, it's pros versus Joes. No, pros versus Joe-ness in this case, was that they won't bet that same team again. All right, so let's say I bet, let's say the Steelers last week. I didn't, but let's say I did. The average Joe and Jonas are going to say, I don't want any piece of the Steelers next week. But the idea they're going to go the whole other way and say, whatever handicap I had, part of it most of the time is going to be you thought that team was underrated. Cause they underperform in one game, you're going to switch so far to the other side. Ooh, that square.
The scary thing about the Squaresville is I was a rectangle. I did just this with Oregon. I bet on Oregon. They choked. They blew the game against Stanford. And then I bet against Oregon, against you, RJ, betting on Cal.
And you can see the result of that bet on my Twitter. There's a stack of hundos there.
Hey guys, next we go to the NFL. An early look at it, a couple of games in the NFL. The first, we see the Kansas City Chiefs, a 3-point favorite over the Jacksonville Jaguars.
You know, guys, let's do this because we do have our baseball best bet coming up next. Why don't we roll this into our preview segment last? So when we come back, we're going to talk the two biggest NFL games of the weekend and a best bet on tonight's baseball game.
It's money making time next here. He's RJ Bell, the voice of Las Vegas. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, the voice of you, the fan, as we come to you live here from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. We continue our early look ahead into the biggest games this weekend in the world of football. We go to the NFL, where the Jags are at the Chiefs, and right now it is Kansas City, a 3-point favorite.
And Fez, we're going to have your best bet on tonight's baseball game. In just a few minutes, we make the promise every last segment, 6 to 7 Eastern, is one best bet at minimum and that night's biggest games. Looking ahead, though, and I'm going to warn you, I like someone in this game. Who do you like in this KC game?
I lean to Jacksonville, being cautious. You know, maybe Mahomes beats me again if I wind up betting this one, but statistical domination, Jacksonville, that yards per play metric that the pros love.
So the net yards per play for Jacksonville is much better than for Kansas City?
It's plus 1.6. Think about that. Every time each team snaps the ball, they gain 1.6 yards. Kansas City is right around zero.
But somehow, some way, you're afraid to like it. Because the green button is looming. Like the shadow of the green button scares you.
Well, I just paid you when I went against Kansas City.
But Jonas would want to keep doubling down, apparently.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
So I do like Kansas City here. I believe the following. Some teams are so good early that there's a premium on them because of the recreational batters. But there's such stubbornness from the pros like Fez that they're behind how good this team really is. I don't think this is a fluke with Kansas City. I think it's a fundamental misvaluation of how good they were coming in the season.
Guys, next up, we go to Heinz Field, where the Steelers are a 3-point favorite hosting the Atlanta Falcons.
All right, Fez, same thing. Lean or like early here.
I like the Pittsburgh Steelers. I bet the Steelers minus 3. RJ, we talked about being stubborn. The odds makers are just being stubborn with the Atlanta Falcons. They keep setting lines thinking, oh, that Atlanta offense is just clicking all cylinders, but that defense with all those injuries is so bad right now. We saw money come in huge against Atlanta the last 2 weeks. I think it's going to happen again this week. I think this line's going to go up. I like Pittsburgh minus 3.
Okay, so you say if you do like, you gave your, on Tuesday, every Tuesday in this last segment, right before 7 Eastern, you gave your line move prediction pick. What was that yesterday?
Yeah, I like Seattle plus 7, and my line move prediction is that line will drop down from 7.
Now, in this case, it's not an official line move prediction, but you like Pittsburgh. You also think this line's going up. So if you do agree with Fez, you recommend betting it early. One last thing about the Steelers. I'm going to draw one more domestic analogy here. You know, when you went to college or you got to be 18 and you started drinking in front of your parents, you know, most people drink in high school, not everyone, but many. And then there comes that time, the first time you have a drink in front of your parents. And you're, maybe it's a beer, you know, nothing serious. You're a little apprehensive that first time. And then 3, 4, 6, 8 months later, all of a sudden you're drinking like it's nothing, right? The Steelers are like a team that doesn't get scared until their parents are ready to ground them for a month. Where an average team would say, oh my gosh, we're only 1-1-1. We're playing the Ravens. We got to give our best performance. But somehow, some way, that didn't scare. Like the 18-year-old is a little scared of drinking that first time in front of their parents. The Steelers don't get scared. They're like, you know, to them, they're totally seemingly indifferent. They're like chugging beer and everything until there's real, real fear. And to me, if the Steelers lose another one at home, and that's when I think they play best. So I don't like this team. I don't like the intangibles on the Steelers. I don't like the Le'Veon Bell situation. But as a fan of the Steelers, this is where they play best, when their back is really against the wall. Not just against the wall, really against the wall.
Guys, it was an epic 13-inning game last night. Now we've got the AL wild card game coming up later tonight. It is the A's at the Yankees. Liam Hendricks taking on Luis Severino. The Yanks currently slightly better than a 2-1 favorite, which leads us to a best bet from Steve Fezzik.
I'm on the Oakland A's plus 165 with a kind of sneaky pitching edge here. Severino is perceived to be the ace of the Yankees, but he has an earned run average of 5 from July 1st on. He has not pitched well the second half of the season, and I love what Oakland's doing. This is historic. Teams have done this during the regular season where they start a reliever, and they're just going to bring out relievers all game long, but I have not seen this in the playoffs. We saw how successful this was for Tampa Bay during the year and for Oakland in September. They've done it in many games in September. They're doing it tonight. I think they have the pitching edge. Give me the plus 165.
That is sharp, because the thinking is you've got that classic, oh, the starting pitcher is half of the handicap. That's in general. Some baseball guys think it's even more. And if you look at the starters here, it's deceiving. Because the starter against the Yankees doesn't mean as much as normal situations.
Yeah, Oakland third best bullpen ERA in the major leagues.
And remember, guys, if you're plus 195, that means 100 wins you 165. It means you're going to lose much more than half the time. The theory is if you win enough at that plus money, you're going to be profitable.
And guys, we've got ourselves, do we have a special guest in Las Vegas, RJ? Are we graced by his presence?
I think grace is a little strong, but we have the host of Straight Out of Vegas Weekend Edition. We call it SOV Weekend. It was just announced officially. It's Bernie Fratto. Bernie is going to be there 11 p.m. Pacific to midnight Pacific, our old time slot before we got upped. And what he's going to be doing, Bernie, longtime radio guy, he's going to be playing the very best sound bites of the wisdom from the pros. I don't know if Jonas will make much, but it's Bernie's decision mostly. Bernie, how you doing?
Good to be with you guys. Hello, Jonas.
We got about a minute. You've got a hot take on the Pats. Hit
rumors
it.
Of the New England Patriots demise once again greatly exaggerated.
You know, he looked like almost like a Roman guy that would stand up and announce the news. His hand was. I mean, he's very passionate. So do you think the Pats are value like betting on them?
Absolutely. They'll hammer tomorrow night they'll hammer the Colts. Here's the deal. You get Julian Edelman back. With him not on the field, the Pats have been converting third down to 25%. That'll improve greatly. Tom Brady, 18-1 in October against teams that are under 500. They got two of those opponents this month.
You know, I think Bernie's right, especially about the idea that the playmakers are coming back for the Pats. Be careful.
We are back tomorrow here on Straight Out of Vegas, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Pacific, with a look ahead to Thursday night football. We are Straight Out of Vegas, back tomorrow here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight Out of Vegas!